ओम नमो भगवते श्रीराय। आर सेन मेडिटेशन दिमाग October 23, 1937। A prayer for those who wish to serve the divine. Glory to thee, O Lord, who triumphest over every obstacle. Grant that nothing in us shall be an obstacle in thy work. Grant that nothing may retard thy manifestation. Grant that thy will may be done in all things and at every moment. We stand here before thee that thy will may be fulfilled in us in every element, in every activity of our being. From our supreme heights to the smallest cells of the body, grant that we may be faithful to thee utterly and forever. We would be completely under thy influence to the exclusion of every other. Grant that we may never forget to own towards thee a deep and intense gratitude. Grant that we may never squander any of the marvelous things that are thy gifts to us at every instant. Grant that everything in us may collaborate in thy work and all be ready for thy realization. Glory to thee, O Lord, Supreme Master of all realization. Give us a faith active and ardent, absolute and unshakable in thy victory. Om Tat ध्यान प्रार्थना में October 23, 1937 भगवत सेवकर प्रार्थना जे माने भगवान कर कार्य करिवा पाई इच्छा प्रकाश करंती किंबा भगवान कर कार्य रे सहयोगी हवा पाई चाहंती से माने प्रत्येक दिन यही प्रार्थना को आवृत्ति करिवा आवश्यक। विघ्न विनाशन हे भगवान जय हेउ तोर। आम्भ मानंक अंतरे किछि हेले जेपरि तो कार्यरे आउ विघ्न न घटाए, किछि हेले जेपरि तो आविर्भावरे विलंब न घटाए, सकल विषयरे प्रत्येक मुहूर्तरे पूर्ण हेउ तोर इच्छा। तो सम्मुखरे छिड़ा होइछु आम्भे माने, तोर इच्छा ही आम्भ मानंक मध्यरे आम्भ मानंक सत्तार प्रत्येक अंगरे प्रत्येक कर्मरे उच्चतम चूड़ारु तुच्छतम प्रत्येक टिकोशरे पूर्ण हे। ତୋଠାରେ ଆମ୍ଭମାନଙ୍କ ନିଷ୍ଠା ହୁଏ ଯେପରି ସର୍ବାଙ୍ଗୀନ ଚିରନ୍ତନ। ଆମ୍ଭେମାନେ ଅନ୍ୟ ସବୁ କିଛି ପରିହାର କରି ଚାହୁଁ ସମ୍ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ରୂପେ ତୋ ପ୍ରଭାବର ଅଧୀନରେ ରହିବାକୁ। ଆମ୍ଭେମାନେ କେବେ ହିଁ ଯେପରି ନ ଭୁଲୁ ତୋ ନିକଟରେ ଗଭୀର ଭାବରେ ନିବିଡ଼ ଭାବରେ କୃତଜ୍ଞ ହୋଇ ରହିବାକୁ। ପ୍ରତି ମୁହୂର୍ତ୍ତରେ ତୁ ଆମ୍ଭମାନଙ୍କୁ ଯେଉଁ ଅପରୂପ ସମ୍ପଦ ସବୁ ଦାନ କରି ଯାଉଛୁ ସେ ସବୁର କିଛି ଯେପରି ଆମ୍ଭେମାନେ ଅପଚୟ ନ କରୁ। ଆମ୍ଭମାନଙ୍କର ପ୍ରତ୍ୟେକ ଅଙ୍ଗ ଯେପରି ତୋ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟରେ ସହଜ ହୁଏ ସେସବୁ ଯେପରି ପ୍ରସ୍ତୁତ ହୋଇଉଠନ୍ତି ତୋର ସିଦ୍ଧି ସକାଶେ। ପରମ ସିଦ୍ଧିକର୍ତ୍ତା ହେ ଭଗବାନ, ଜୟ ହେଉ ତୋର। ତୋ ବିଜୟରେ ଦେ ଆମ୍ଭମାନଙ୍କର ଜ୍ୱଳନ୍ତ ସକ୍ରିୟ ଚରମ ଓ ଅଟଳ ବିଶ୍ୱାସ। ଓମ୍ ତତ୍ସତ୍। Today we will read our Keno Upanishad. Om Sri Paramatmani Namaha. Already we completed second verse of second chapter of third part, second verse. Today we will read third verse of third chapter.
ब्रुवन जात वेद एतद्धि जानिहि किमि तद्ध जमिति तथेति।
Already we read last chapter, last class. They came to the eternal, knew their thought and appeared before them, and they knew not what was this mighty demon. Actually, the eternal already conquered for the gods, already we know, and in the victory of the eternal, the gods grew to greatness. This was what they saw. Ours the victory, ours the greatness. Only due to this, the Param Brahma appeared before him as Yakya. The eternal knew their thought and appeared before them. And they knew not what was this mighty demon. They don't know about it. So they said to Agni, "Oh, thou that knowest all things born, learn of these things what may be this mighty demon." And he said, "So be it." ସେମାନେ ଅଗ୍ନିଙ୍କୁ କହିଲେ, ହେ ଜାତ ବେଦ, ଆପଣ ସକଳ ଜାତ ବେଦ ମିନ୍ସ ହୁ ନୋଜ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଂ, ପାଷ୍ଟ, ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଏଣ୍ଡ ଫ୍ୟୁଚର, ଆପଣ ସକଳ ଭୂତଙ୍କର ଜନ୍ମ ବୃତ୍ତାନ୍ତ ବିଷୟରେ ଅବଗତ ଅଟନ୍ତି। ଅଗ୍ନି ହାଭିଂ ଦାଟ ଫୋର୍ସ, ଦାଟ ପାୱାର ଟୁ ସି ଦ ପାଷ୍ଟ, ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଏଣ୍ଡ ଫ୍ୟୁଚର, ସୋ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନୋ ଏବାଉଟ ଇଟ୍। ସୋ ୟୁ ଗୋ ଏଣ୍ଡ ୟୁ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଫାଇଣ୍ଡ ହୁଇଜ୍ ହି। ଏହି ବିରାଟ ଯକ୍ଷଙ୍କର ସ୍ୱରୂପ କ'ଣ ବୁଝି ଆସନ୍ତୁ, ହ୍ୱାଟ ଫର୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ କମ୍ ଟୁ ଅସ୍। ଅଗ୍ନି କହିଲେ, ହି ସେଡ୍ ସୋ ବି ତଥାସ୍ତୁ। ସୋ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ଭେରି ମିରାକଲ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗସ୍, ସୋ ୱି ୱିଲ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଡିସ୍କସ୍ ଲିଟିଲ୍ ବିଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଅଦର୍ ମ୍ୟାଟର୍ ଟୁଡେ, ସୋ ୱି ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଗୋଇଂ ମୋର୍, ନେକ୍ସଟ କ୍ଲାସ୍ ୱି ୱିଲ୍ ଗୋ ଫର୍ ମୋର୍ ବସେସ୍। So you will keep it to your attention. Already we knew about last class about the Japa and Mantra, the Shikha's question. So I hope all will get little bit more about it and all will practice what already mother was doing. So today one message we will read a lot. CWSA volume 32, page 492. Actually, in spiritual life, we should not just move in the surface. Surface means what? What is very pleasant to us. Already we know the Kathopanishad. What is pleasant? Pleasant means in the surface world, what is coming to us? Anything, love, light, knowledge, everything, it is giving some joy in surface level, physical level. So in the inner being, another inner being is there. So that we have to know about it a little bit more. Then this birth, this spiritual life will be little bit, one can explore little bit more. More means anything deep. Go within like this. So that is the most important factor of our yoga, the aim and object. So today, what Lord is saying, we can read that. First point. Our object is the supramental realization. And we have to do whatever is necessary for that or towards that under the condition of each stage. Very secret line. What is actually our object, aim and object? That we must find everything. So that is, so it is actually the thing of a life, of a soul, to go little bit within. Then what is happening, what happened, what will happen, then all can actually little bit just like get the something else, the knowledge, the realization, that is called realization. Our object is the supramental realization, Lord is saying. Supramental realization, not mental or physical or spiritual also is not speaking. Supramental realization. Ambhamanankara lakhya hala kona atimanasa siddhi. Very miracle things. And we have to do whatever is necessary for that. Amku kon karibaku hobo? Ethi nimitta, bahi udeshyare, jetebele jaha prayojan hebo, ambhamanku taha hi karibaku. For that are towards that under the conditions of each stage, all the stage, we have to deeply, if we can lead this life actually in little bit inner life, if inner life already it is started, then no problem. But if inner life is not there, very successive lives, easier life, easy life, that is called. So that is actually we can know about it. Our moving is in the surface world. Next point. At present, the necessity is to prepare the physical consciousness. For what? This supramental realization. What we will prepare? In which way we will achieve this state of consciousness for realization? At present, the necessity is to prepare the physical consciousness. Bartaman kona prayojana hoyuchi kona sharira chetana ko prastuta kariba. Karena all the day this physical body is going towards the old. Old means decay, death. Different kind of experience this body will experience one year after one year. So that's why. So we have to prepare for it. For that, a complete equality and peace and a complete dedication, free from personal demand or desire in the physical and the lower vital parts, is the thing to be established. How you will prepare this physical consciousness? Very important line, mathematical Lord is saying, clearly he is saying, so there is no difficulties to understand. At present, the necessity, Lord's line I am reading, at present, the necessity is to prepare the physical consciousness. Moment to moment, moment to moment, we have to see, we have to prepare, we have to go within, we have to do whatever we are saying, whether we are doing or not. We are speaking one thing, we are doing another thing, we are living in different thing. Three modes of work is going on in our life. We are speaking one thing, we are listening another thing, we are doing different thing, we are leading life completely opposite things. Four lines are there. Completely, each all are some completely separated from each other. So, Lord is saying, for that a complete equality and peace. Equality and peace means what? Who is living in knowledge? Equality, peace means who is living in knowledge? Param Brahmankara Jeun Jnana, who is living through that life, only that is called equality. Equality means it is not somebody is loving, so we are happy. Somebody is not loving, we are unhappy. That is not equality. Or we are living, remaining silent, or something means that is not actually equality. Equality means samatvam yoga uchyate, means we will live in knowledge all the moment. We must find the knowledge within and without. That is the most truth, knowledge and truth. And complete dedication, free from personal demand or desire. We are living what life? That is behind the desire is there, and some demand is there, and also we are getting something, that's why also we are pampering all the people here upon the world. Because we are getting something benefit. So that's why, if it is not truth, based on truth, also we are loving that. We are accepting because they are helping us, they are doing, they are collaborating. So that is also very difficult work in the sadhana. Normal life, ordinary life, it is okay. But spiritual life, it is very, very dangerous and difficult. Because something is not based on truth. Something is not actually, the double consciousness is there. So, but we are loving, we are staying, we are, many things are there. So we are not discussing that. So that is actually the subtle desire. And subtle demand is there. Demand means we are not asking anything, but we want that. We are not anything, something else that is not showing our desire, but desire is within. So many things are there that is called subtle desire. In the physical and the lower vital parts, physical means we can understand that is the five senses, what we are enjoying through that. And the lower vital parts means we can understand about it, what we are enjoying. Is the thing to be established. So that is free. What Lord already is giving the knowledge, free from personal demand or desire in the physical and the lower vital parts, is the thing to be established. Ehaku establish karibaku hobo kona na sethipai bartaman prayojana hela the present, the necessity is to prepare the physical consciousness. Bartaman prayojana hela sharira chetana ku prastut kariba sethipai kon avashyak sthula ebam ninma pranare jaha pratishtha karibaku hebo ta hela kon samata shanti ବ୍ୟକ୍ତିଗତ କାମନା ବାସନାରୁ ମୁକ୍ତ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଆତ୍ମସମର୍ପଣ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଆତ୍ମସମର୍ପଣ ହବ କ'ଣ ନା ସମତା ଶାନ୍ତି ବ୍ୟକ୍ତିଗତ କାମନା ବାସନା ଏଇସବୁ ଉପରୁ ଆମର କ'ଣ ହବ ନା ଆମର ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ସମର୍ପଣ ସେଇଠି ତିଆରି ହବ ଥାର୍ଡ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ଅଦର ଥିଙ୍ଗସ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ କମ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦେୟାର ପ୍ରପର ଟାଇମ୍ ଅନ୍ୟାନ୍ୟ ବସ୍ତୁ ତାହାର ନିଜ ସମୟ ଅନୁଯାୟୀ ଆସିବ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ୱିଲ୍ ଲିଡ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ Then we can enjoy the eternal ananda, the Brahma consciousness, the supreme knowledge, the supreme force, light, ananda, and completely union with the divine. Fourth, what is the real need now? Lord's line is now insistence on physical nearness, which is one of those other things. But the psychic opening in the physical consciousness and the constant presence and guidance there. Lord is saying, then these three things already will be done. Means other things can come in their proper time, Lord wrote already. After this only, present necessity, to prepare the physical consciousness. What is the real need now? Prakrutare bartaman avashyaka kona? Bartaman jaha prakruta avashyaka taha kona heuchi? Is now insistence on physical nearness, which is one of those other things. But the psychic opening in the physical consciousness and the constant presence and guidance there, then the divine presence will remain constantly. The divine guidance will remain constantly. Bartaman jaha prakruta avashyaka taha hela. ସେହି ସ୍ଥୁଳ ସାନ୍ନିଧ୍ୟ ଉପରେ ଜୋର ଦେବା ଆଦୌ ଉଚିତ ନୁହେଁ ଯାହା ସେହି ଅନ୍ୟାନ୍ୟ ବସ୍ତୁ ମଧ୍ୟରୁ ଗୋଟିଏ ବରଂ ଆବଶ୍ୟକ ହେଲା ଭୌତିକ ଚେତନାରେ ଦା ଫିଜିକାଲ କନସିୟସନେସରେ ଚୈତ୍ୟ ଉନ୍ମିଳନ ଦା ସାଇକିକ ଓପନିଂ ଏବଂ ସେଠାରେ ତାର ନିରନ୍ତର ଉପସ୍ଥିତି ସବୁବେଳେ ସାଇକିକ ସାଇକିକ ବିଙ୍ଗ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ The presence will be there, psychic contact. All the moment, whatever we are thinking, whatever, wherever we are going, moving, every moment to moment, the psychic contact will remain. Then what will happen? We will never try for anything. We will aspire for that, not try. It is instead of trying, Aspire. Second thing we will offer. Already last class we discussed. Nirantara upasthiti o parichalana tanku tumi kon karibo. When the psychic presence will be there, then everything is there. Then he will, everything, the guidance will be there. Psychic contact, psychic presence will be there means there is no problem at all. We cannot be misguided by others, by other activities. By other, any just like attraction. Suppose someone will say, this is that everything is there, so they are loving us, then they can pull us. Then we will go there and we will do their work. So that is actually the psychic guidance is there, means you will never do like this. What is actually suitable for you? What is suitable for the divine? The divine will and one's human will be united. Then the true knowledge will come. True knowledge means what? We cannot move and we cannot satisfy in the physical level love, ananda, any enjoyment, any just like the praise. Something is there, no? So in the spiritual life, someone is doing praise to us means we know he is killing us. He is killing us because already we are dying by their praising. So we have to understand like this. So we have to know whether can we meditate there? We are just like doing some sadhana there, or something is not there, nothing, just like we are moving and there, just like that. So that we have to find it. Then guidance will be there. The spiritual guide from above, the divine will guide will be there from the above. Then he will watch us. He will guide us if psychic presence will be there. In this content, actually, little bit we can, today is the Shyama Kali Puja. It is very auspicious day. Tomorrow is the very happy Diwali. So we can know that little bit, we can keep contact with Thakur Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. We can know because why we will read today, because when the psychic being will be opened and contact with that divine, then what will happen within and without? That knowledge we can know about it. Then we can grow off. We can keep ourselves with full of conscious activities and everything we can do. We should not be guided by others' activities, others' attractions, anything else. So, actually, we know about Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. All definitely know story at the Dakshineshwar Kali temple. Kali means actually one question also was there. I will discuss next class. One is asking me, what is the, because the Navaratri went, because I am also doing so, all know, no? So they actually is asking whether the ritual, through ritual, through deity, we are worshipping, we are doing something else like that. So whether it is it required in our integral yoga or something? So actually it will help or something. So regarding this, I can discuss in separately. But today actually, I'm not discussing that. But today we are discussing when the psychic being, already Chaitya Unmilana psychic openness Lord is saying about it. So that's why we will read little bit. Actually, Thakur's intense devotion to the goddess Kali, whom he saw actually not as the deity, as the mother, living, not that deity, silent deity, what we are worshipping, silent deity. But he was not doing like that. After, when actually he became the temple priest in 1855, all we know about it, his ecstatic worship and longing for his presence led to the profound life and altering vision where he saw her as a living divine being. His devotion became a continuous and intimate, like one human being. The intimacy developed. When he was going to offer the puja, he was looking towards the Kali, the face of Kali. Immediately he started crying, because immediately she will become living. What is this? That also you should know. The contact. Contact is very intense and very deeper and very intimate, and communion and completely union. And he had multiple visions of her throughout his life, all the moment. When he will not see one moment, he will run. He will run from the Ganga, river Ganga, towards to the temple quickly. And he will call ma, 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 like a living mother, like a living mother. Where you are, I'm searching, because immediately the bhava samadhi actually was coming moment to moment, moment to moment. His devotion was so powerful that he would enter trance and experience ecstasy during the rituals. What ritual also can help us? When we are doing puja or some rituals or something else, if contact will be there, means we will be completely the deeper and very completely contact with the divine, sometimes losing his consciousness. He was losing his consciousness. The surface consciousness he was losing, and immediately he was going to the samadhi, bhava samadhi. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So, next moment, his desperate longing, once what happened, his desperate longing for a vision of Kali became so intense that he once attempted to take his own life. He completely unable to tolerate that presence, that pressure. At which point the goddess immediately appeared to him, that Ma Kali immediately came to the appeared, the physical, and he saved his life. She saved. So, like this, what I am speaking about it, when the psychic will be alert, then we cannot be satisfied with this surface level relationship, surface level little bit spiritual enjoyment also is there. Enjoyment means someone is giving priority to us, and we are just also getting the little respect and something else, or some care and everything. But that is not actually true sadhana. Sadhana means we have to go within and meditate, and something else, the experience and realization should be there. Once he saw Kali not just as a deity, just not deity, but as the all-loving mother and the essence of all existence. The mother Kali came as the human form, completely human form, with red sari and the bangles and the everything. With making sound he came, she came. And she came from the temple, opened the door, and she came out. And outside she, he went to Bhava Samadhi. And he came, she came, and she touched. And just like she moved towards Sri Ramakrishna. Get off, get off, get off. I am here, I am here, I am here. So, like the relationship with God and Goddess, also one sadhak can keep like this. But not each gen, not possible for normal human being, and just like the in surface and ordinary human being. It is so deeper. Why we are reading? Because we must know about it. This can be also possible. He was feeding to Ma Kali by his hand. By his hand and crying. When he will just like feed, no? He was crying during that time while feeding. Because it is so intense and contact. So always when actually the all the work we are doing and everything. So during that time, we are thinking that is the we are doing. But actually we are not doing. That she is doing, the Divine Mother is doing, the Lord is doing. Sakali tumari icha, icha moi tara tumi. তোমার কর্ম তুমি করো মা, লোকে বলি করিয়া সকলে তো মারি ইচ্ছা, ইচ্ছা মই তারা তুমি, তোমার কর্ম তুমি করো মা, লোকে বলি করিয়া. So we are not doing anything else. everything she is doing, the Lord is doing in this world for us. And we are just like thinking we are doing. This will be the deeper realization in the spiritual life. That is actually the Divine Mother's relationship here. And the Lord is saying in synthesis of Uzzogo in the same thing, deliberation of the Gita is not a self-oblivious abolition of the soul's personal being. In the absorption of the one, Sajujya Mukti, this Mukti will come to us. All the moment, our psychic being will be connected with that Supreme Consciousness. It is all kind of union at once. Lord is saying this experience Lord also was doing in the Alipur jail. When Uttarapadaha Bhashan speech, he gave this. So what for Lord took to jail to give this realization? Because this realization will come in the surface world. What, where we are moving and doing this work, that the deeper pain and trouble is essential, required to get, receive this realization. There is an entire unification with the Supreme Godhead in essence of being and intimacy of consciousness and identity of bliss, Sajujya. That is the most important Sajujya Mukti. For one object of this yoga, is to become Brahman. What for we are doing this sadhana? To become Brahman. Mother also said same thing. What for? For only this transformation will come and one will become divine, completely united with the Brahman. Brahma Bhuta. The most important word in the Veda and Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita. There is an eternal ecstatic dwelling in the highest existence of the Supreme. The Supreme Union will be there, complete union. There will be no difference between this physical body and with this Supreme Consciousness. That is most important, Salokya. For it is said, thou shalt dwell in me. This is actually always Lord is saying, thou shalt dwell in me. All are in me. All are in me. No difference between me and the human being. Nivashishyasi maiva. There is an eternal love and adoration in a uniting nearness. For this, we all are doing sadhana. We are searching the divine, not getting anything. What we will get? Everything is there with him. If we will just like contact with the nearness of the Brahman, then we will receive everything. If we are separated being, then something is required definitely. There is an embrace of the liberated spirit by its divine lover. And the enveloping self of its infinitude, samipya mukti, the nearness, always you will remain with him. We are going just like we are side by side, he is there with us. His touch will be remain with us. So it is the samipya, there is an identity of the soul's liberated nature with the divine nature. This is called transformation, supramental transformation, supramental realization. This both word can be applicable for it. Thus, sadrushya mukti. Because how the divine will actually, we are seeing so nice, so lovely, so beautiful, so everything cute like that. So we will also just like this, we will become like this. When we will be very much united with the divine, then slowly, slowly we will become like this. For the perfection of the free spirit is to become even as the divine. मदभाव, मदात्मा गता एंड टू बी वन विथ हिम इन द लॉ ऑफ इट्स बीइंग एंड द लॉ ऑफ इट्स वर्क्स एंड नेचर, कंप्लीटली वर्क्स एंड नेचर कंप्लीटली विल बी वन. साधर्म्य साधर्म्य मगता, सो दैट ऑल्सो विल वर्क. व्हाट आवर वर्क एंड नेचर विल बी वन, द डिवाइन नेचर द डिवाइन वर्क विल बी वन. The orthodox yoga of knowledge aims at a faithless emergence in the one infinite existence. Sajujya. It looks upon that alone as the entire liberation. When this four muktis will be there, four liberation, then what will happen? The entire liberation will come from within and without. The yoga of adoration envisages an eternal habitation or nearness as the greater release. Shalokya, Samipya. The yoga of works leads to oneness in power of being and nature. Sadrushya, but the Gita envelops them all in the Catholic integrality and fuses them all into one greatest and richest divine freedom and perfection. So everything is there, so we will must know about it, and simultaneously we must keep this realization with us all the moment. Because for what? Because there is no separation from the one moment to moment we will be, for only for that we have come here. We are here only. Our existence is here only for that, nothing else. For that only we are doing his work. Their manifestation work we are doing, because we will never be depart from him. Never, not for a single moment. Now we will read about the synthesis of yoga. The same knowledge is there. It is completely correlated. There in the supramental page 168, Gnosis is the fulfillment, the culminating height, the all-embracing extent of the inner adoration, the profound and integral union, the flaming wings of love upbearing the power and joy of a supreme knowledge. What for we are adoring? We are adoring to the silent divine, because the divine is not speaking to us. We are feeling his presence. It's all right, no problem. It is very easier. We are doing many things, and we are worshipping to the mother and serve in the picture. And everything we are feeling there, but we are also completely closing our eyes, because we are doing our own pleasure, the work. During that time, he is not there, he is silent. He cannot interfere in our thought, in our activities, in our work, anything, sir. But he is seeing, he is observing everything. But we know he will not interfere. That is very important thing in our life. Lord will not interfere. So who will interfere? That is also another question. So we are adoring to any human being. One sadhak, one person is became now the ashramite in Pondicherry ashram. So okay, it's all right. He was the doing, giving free service. Now he became the ashramite. So when I spoke to him, he said me, now I became ashramite, ma. Okay, it is okay, very good. It should be before. Now he becomes, so what is the new things? No, actually, they actually called me and I am putting signature. I put signature and some rules are there. What rules? What is the rules of the ashram? You tell me, I don't know about it. He said, no, you will not do pranams to anyone. I said, okay, then next. So everything he said me. I said, oh, it is very normal for sure in the ashram, because those are going for ashram, and they are not sadhak actually. That's why this is the rules. Rules should be there because they are actually not the spiritual people. Those are becoming ashramite. It is a one of the record should be maintained, no? Otherwise, they will do other pranams, means they will be diverted by others because vital, mental, everything is impure. That's why. He said, yes, I said. But some rules are there. Yes, but there will be many rules are should be there, but that is not written there. What is that? You cannot go to hotel. You cannot talk to any lady candidate. You cannot also keep relationship with your family members. You cannot go to the any marriage function. You cannot go to the any birthday party function. It is also there. No, it is not there. Yes, it is flexible because ashramites will do the work. They should not be diverted by others. That's why. But if realization is there, one realized sadhak will be there. He cannot see this. This is the rule of the Sarvadharman Paritejyang Mamekam Saranam Braja Ahang Tang Sarva Papebhyang Mokhyo Yimsyami. This should be realization first. Then one should go to the ashram. First point. Second point, what? Akasat Patitam Toyam Jatha Gachati Sagaram Sarvadeva Namaskara Keshavam Pratigachati. This realization should be second. Every pranams, what we are doing, we are not doing to anyone because we are developing our spiritual sadhana, adoration, bhakti, surrender. To whom you will surrender? You are having the 100 gates of your beings. You are moving and coming inside and going outside, coming and going, coming and going. Nobody is a sadhak. One sadhak will speak like this. Those are not sadhak, they will put signature. This it is the signature, it is the mandatory, it is the actually professional, no? It is an institution, so also follow some certain rules. This realization will come. Sarvadeva Namaskara. We are not doing. We are not adoring to anyone. The Vasudeva is there. All pranams is going to the Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudeva. Only one Lord is there. And everything we are offering at his feet, this knowledge is not there, means one cannot do this spiritual practice. It is impossible. But we are practicing here in the ashram. Some people, father is dead. I said to Jogon, you go to attend this function. He said, that is not necessary for me. But what? You go? No, ma. Already it is finished. It is the natural things. What is my work there? What realization is there? So realization is different thing. And another matter is another thing. So we cannot just like measure through this. So this is actually Lord is saying, what is that? The integral union that should be profound, an integral union. Our union is half. And when we are coming from ashram gate, we are related, keeping relationship with others. And we are going to hotel, we are going to take food outside, we are moving, we are doing enjoyment in the seashore. Many things we are doing. So, how the profound union is there with the Lord and Mother. So that's why the signature is essential. You have to do this. You have to keep some practice. You have to keep some gate for your protection. That's why that is most important. The power and joy of a supreme knowledge for supramental love brings an active ecstasy that surpasses the void passive peace and stillness, which is the haven of the liberated mind and doesn't betray the deeper, greater calm, which is the beginning of the supramental silence. This will come. This will come within. Then that presence will come to the out, the effect, the influence will come outside. The unity of a love which is able to include in itself all differences without being diminished or abrogated by their present limitations and apparent dissonance is raised to its full potentiality on the supramental level. What can this the Lord is saying about it? Who can follow it? Who can practice it? That is also most important. Who can? Is it one is possible? Then it is okay for the Sri Aurobindo's actual spiritual work and supramental work in the world. For they are an intense oneness. This oneness will be there. The love, LOVE, that is most important. That is completely united with the Brahman and with the whole universe. No separation, no personal anxiety, no personal satisfaction, no personal desire, no personal anything else need. Anything else will not remain. Divine and the one person, the both relationship will be there. That is our actual work here upon the earth. For there an intense oneness with all creatures founded on a profound oneness of the soul with the divine. Last word, soul with the divine. This practice all will do through work, through knowledge, through anything else one can practice, can harmonize with a play of relation that only makes the oneness more perfect and absolute. This is the most important, profound work for us. The power of love, supramentalized, can take hold of all living relations without hesitation or danger and turn them Godwards delivered from their crude, mixed, and petty human settings and sublimated into the happy material of a divine life. This line is very important. The power of love, supramentalized, can turn them to whom? Those are not supramentalized. Turn them Godward delivered from their crude. The crudeness will be completely changed. The mixed consciousness will be changed. The petty human settings will be changed. The sublimated into happy material of a divine life. Everything will be changed. That is our work, to give that supreme touch to others. That's called influence of the divine love, influence of the divine knowledge, influence of the divine power, influence of the divine relationship. No personal satisfaction will be there behind anything else. For it is the very nature of the supramental experience that it can perpetuate the play of difference without forfeiting or in the least diminishing either the divine union or the infinite oneness. So much love, so much union, so much oneness. What is there to get? This oneness, this love we want. For a supramentalized consciousness, it would be utterly possible to embrace all contacts with men and the world. We have to not with us only. This contact, if Lord is there in one room, the force was going to all over whole universe. That is the force of one spiritual practice man. That is the force of one the sadhak. That force, that love, everything will just like desperately it will go. It is no bind, no bubble. Anything will not obey anything else. Show the world in a purified, oh sorry, for a supramentalized consciousness, it would be utterly possible to embrace all contacts with men and the world in a purified flame force and with a transfigured significance. Because the soul would then perceive always as the object of all emotion and all seeking for love or beauty, the one eternal and good spiritually use a wide and liberated life, urge to meet and join with that one divine in all things and all creatures. What is there to get? Only this. Because the soul would then perceive always as the object of all emotion and all seeking for love or beauty, the one eternal, and could spiritually use a wide and liberated life urge to meet and join with the one divine. Only one divine is there. We are keeping contact through all the sources, through all the works, all the activities, all the thoughts, everything, in all things and all creatures. So this is the Shastra, Yoga Shastra, Jivan Life Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, through everything one can practice, every moment, moment to moment, moment to moment, every moment one can just like do this, then only the Lord is saying lastly, he is only speaking because one human being cannot understand when the divine will appear before him as the form of the Lord or God or eternal or something else. So Lord is saying to Arjuna, Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sharva Bhavena Bharata Tat Prasadat Param Santim Stanam Prapsyasi Saswatam. Every moment Lord is saying, you take the shelter of him. That is the most important work here. Nothing else. Manmana bhava matvakto majjaji mang namaskuru mami vaishyasi satyante pratijane priyoshimi. Every moment you do whatever you are doing, you do for me only. Whatever you do, worship, you do, whatever you are doing, you do for me only. So this is the very, very secret relationship with the divine. Same realization, same knowledge Lord is giving in the synthesis of yoga. Tumme kevala mothare mana lagai rakha. Manmana bhava mat bhakto. Majjaji mang namaskuru. Mate hi bhakti karo. Mote puja karo. Tumme mora marjada rakha. That's why all ashramite will put the signature, because no realization is there. So they are in the only the class nursery, spiritual life. So nursery class one child, the age of 3, what he will do? He can move here and there. He doesn't know anything else. So maybe as 80 or 70 or 60, or that doesn't matter for the body. The soul's age what? 3 plus. So that's why they are putting signature, because if someone they will do and they will do pranams and anything, then they will be far away from the mother and Sri Aurobindo. That's why then the work cannot be done and life will be spoiled. So that's why to make a problem, because many people are there to divert the consciousness completely. So that is the adverse forces are there. Divine where divine is there. Devil also is there. So Lord is saying, only mate puja karo. Mad bhakta majjaji mang namaskuru. Mame vaishyasi satyante. Pratijane priyosi. Muntate nishchita have tumar ati priyo. Tu mora marjadarak. ତୁ ମତେ ନିଶ୍ଚିତ ଭାବରେ ପାଇବୁ, କାରଣ ତୁ ହେଉଛୁ ମୋର ଅତ୍ୟନ୍ତ ପ୍ରିୟ ଏବଂ ଏହା ସମ୍ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ସତ୍ୟ, ଆଉ ଏହା ହିଁ ମୋର ପ୍ରତିଜ୍ଞା. ମୁଁ ପ୍ରତିଜ୍ଞା ବି କରୁଛି ଯେ ତତେ ମୁଁ ରକ୍ଷା କରିବି. ଆଉ କ'ଣ କହିବେ? ଭଗବାନ ଭକ୍ତକୁ ଏତିକି ଆଶ୍ୱାସନା ଦେଉଛନ୍ତି. ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦା କନ୍ସୋଲେସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲସୋ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟଲି ଦା ଆସ୍ୟୁରାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ଦି ସାଧକ So this is the very secret knowledge today we already read. So that is the most important one, eternal and good spiritual use, a wide and liberated life for us to meet and join with that one divine in all things and all creatures. All the moment this realization will be there, I am moving here, not for anything. I am moving for the divine. I am doing for the divine. I am waiting for the divine. I am only whatever running behind only the divine. If some wrong person also we are moving or going behind that, also it will be changed one day. Because divine will definitely, Lord will make change. Because this faith, absolute faith, is there to do this work. That is the most important assurance of the divine, Lord. So today, we will read a little bit Savitri. Page 384. As floats a sunbeam through a shady place, the golden virgin in her carven car came gliding among meditation seats, often in twilight mid returning troops of cattle thickening with their dusty shades, when the loud day had slipped below the verge, arriving in a peaceful hermit grove, she rested, drawing round her like a clock, its spirit of patient muse and potent prayer, or near to a lion reversed and immense, and trees that worshipped on a praying shore, a doomed and templed air serene repose, beckoned to her hurrying wheels to stay their speed. In the solemnity of the space that seemed a mind remembering unseen silences, where to the heart great bygone voices called, and the large liberty of brooding seers had left the long impression of their soul seen, awake in candid dawn or darkness moonlit, to the still touch inclined the daughter of flame, drunk in hoarse splendor between tranquil lids, and felt the kinship of eternal calm. But moon broke in reminding her of her course quest, and from low rustic culture mad she rose, and went impelled on her unfinished way, and followed the fateful orbit of her life, like a desire that ghosts in silent gods, then passes star-like to some bright beyond. Thence to great solitary tracts she came, where man was a passerby towards human scenes, a soul in nature's vastness strove to live, and called for help to ensoul invisible powers. Overwhelmed by the immensity of each world, and unaware of his own infinity, the earth multiplied to her a changing brow, and called her with a far and nameless voice, the mountains in their uncried solitude, the forest with their multitudinous chant, disclosed to her the mass divinity stores, on dreaming plains and indolent expanse, the deathbed of a pale enchanted ape. Under the glamour of a sunken sky, impassive she lay as at an age's end, or crossed an eager pack of huddled hills, lifting their heads to haunt a lair-like sky, or traveled in a strange and empty land, where desolate summits crammed in a void heaven, mute sensual beneath a drifting moon, or wandered in some lone tremendous wood, ringing forever with the cricket's cry, or followed a long, listening serpent route through fields and pastures left in moveless light, or reached the wild beauty of desert space, where never plough was driven nor herd had grazed, and shambled open stripped and thirsty shanks amid the savage wild beast night's appeal. Still unaccomplished was the fateful quest, still she found not the one predestined face for which she sought amid the songs of men. A grandiose silence wrapped the regal day. The months had fed the passion of the sun, and now his burning breath assailed the soil. The tiger's heat sprawled through the fainting earth. All was lit up as by a lulling tongue. The spring winds fell, the sky was set like brooch. End of canto four, end of book four. Oh, यत् करोषि यदश्नाषि यज्जुहोषि तदाशि यत् यत्तपश्यसि कौन्तेय तत्कुरुष्व मदर्पणम् ॐ ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्मवि ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्मेवोतेन गन्तव्यम् ब्रह्मकर्मसमाधिना ॐ तत्सत्त्वम्।